life right about now.
Continuing from the AmFam Championship at University Ridge, it is the 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch. So, the poll has been in the field for 4 minutes. It has 207 votes. You want to guess what the
90-10.
Close. If Aaron Rodgers showed up at Fiserv Forum for Game 4 of the Bucks playoff series on Sunday and you were there, would you boo the Packers quarterback and Bucks minority owner when he was shown on the Jumbotron? 87% no, I'm not booing him. But 13% are booing him.
No, they're not. I hate to tell you, Twitter's...
You think people are lying?
I think Twitter's an echo chamber of a lot of phoniness.
Of negativity?
A lot of phoniness, too. But it does give you a little gauge. So that 13% is, I think, probably more like 5 or 6. But there are people that would. But I think it would be completely drummed out by any cheering. The cheering would drum it out. I don't. It would be a smattering of boos.
Jesse, it is a DeWitt Law Firm Q&A day, but I'm going to cue you before we talk about DeWitt and how much they help us with all of our legal questions. Do you believe people are lying in this poll?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I'm probably one of them. Like, if you just ask me...
You're a liar.
Without
sure.
thinking about it. Without thinking about it, if you see Aaron Rodgers, you're going to boo him or cheer him. I'd say, get that. Yeah, I'd tell him, come on, man, let's get this figured out. I'd be irritated with him.
Stop being selfish.
But then if I see him, if I'm at the if it's second quarter.
Jesse doesn't like Aaron Rodgers.
When they
it's become right. abundantly clear to me. You just don't like
they him. They throw those guys up there, and there's a text here from, who is this from? Greg. It says Greg in SF. So he's either in San Francisco or St. Francis. Big
or
difference.
Or Sioux Falls.
Anyway, Greg in SF says, if Rodgers at the Bucks game.
Stephen F. Austin could be there, too.
He may get booed.
That'd be SFA,
that's a
though.
Stretch. Yeah.
He may get booed, but if he chugged a beer, it would be a peace offering apology. There'd be no way not to cheer for him. And, like, that's the thing. When you're
that's
at the
a good
Bucks,
point, but
the Bucks game's like,
unfortunately, he can't chug a beer, and he'll end up getting booed more. If he tries to chug a beer, he grabs a Coors Light and tries to chug it, he is going to fail, and he'll get booed more.
But I think.
So I would not recommend him doing
that. You know, there's the Treaty of Versailles. You could have the Treaty of Fiserv, is what this would be. It'd be a safe.
It's not bad.
It's a safe place if Aaron Rodgers wanted to make an appearance and start to make amends with some of the fans we've heard from that are upset
make
with
amends.
Him.
I hate to tell you this, Jesse. He doesn't feel like he doesn't need to make amends.
No, he's not fighting.
He's not at that.
That's a point that I don't think we've really talked about. He's not fighting a PR battle. He doesn't care. Like, I don't think there's any
well,
part of him that
really
cares.
He's winning the PR battle, too. If he was fighting it.
You think so?
Yes. Yes, he's winning the PR battle.
I think it's gone back and forth, but right now he's winning it.
It has gone back and forth. It has swung, but it is back in. Now, with Jordan Love playing well one day.
Yesterday he was kind of in the
like
middle.
You thought. Aaron Rodgers winning this PR. If you're curious about the PR battle of this, and that's going to be my DeWitt LLP Q&A day question, is who is winning this PR battle? And does it matter? But what does matter, Jason, get your estate plan done. Get a hold of Amanda
Bowen. Right.
She has gotten in touch with you. You have Jordan Taylor. You have all of the great attorneys who are experienced, practical, and dedicated to outstanding legal results for their clients. Tax needs, estate planning. Come on, Wilde. Family law, DeWitt Law Firm. They represent individuals in these very personal areas of the law with discretion and the legal acumen its clients have come to rely upon. DeWitt Law Firm, they have attorneys on the ground in Milwaukee, Madison, and Minneapolis. Oh, and they have them in Green Bay
they
now,
do.
Too,
very
which is, I believe,
me,
right
yes.
down the road yeah. from you. Learn more about DeWitt's attorneys online at DeWittLLP.com. That's DeWittLLP.com.
So before we get to more of your calls, 844-770-3776, what makes you feel, this is my DeWitt Law Firm question for you now, what makes you feel like he's winning the PR battle? Because you're not spending as much time on social media as I am and seeing all the negativity?
There's always going to be negativity, but where have you seen people say, boy, Green Bay has handled this thing beautifully? Mark Murphy's a genius. Brian Gutekunst
I have not seen.
Brian Gutekunst is doing a fantastic job handling this scenario. Have you seen anybody talking glowingly about Russ Ball?
Well, like, Goody hasn't spoken since the draft ended, so I don't, like, he hasn't really handled anything. Mark Murphy has written a column.
He's written a column to say, don't talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it.
That's true.
Listen, I don't think anybody's getting swamped. I don't think it's not like a TKO by any stretch, but the PR battle, if you're looking for a winner in this and you have to pick between Murphy and Goody or Aaron Rodgers, it's Aaron Rodgers. To me.
Okay. Sounds like a tri-poll Friday. We've got all kinds of poll questions to ask. Who do you think is winning the PR battle right now? And if you text someone, can you say that you talked to them? Which ignited a fantastic debate here inside the clubhouse at the AmFam Championship. Let's get back to your calls on this booing question. 844-770-3776. I know Jesse is curating some texts as well, but let's talk to Jim in Saukville. Jim, good morning. Welcome to Wilde and Tausch. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, fellas. If I'm going to show love to Aaron or not, you guys got to help me out here because the driving factor for me is only one. It's not about taking sides. I don't care about the PR battle. I'm more concerned about me as a fan and Aaron Rodgers, and maybe you can give me some insight in terms of, is there something that I'm missing as a fan on not being a professional athlete as to why Aaron can't come out and be specific as to why he's holding out?
So Jim, you would like him to articulate all of his grievances like Festivus, so you have a better idea of why he's unhappy. That's what you're asking for?
Exactly. Why are you holding? Is there something that I don't understand as a fan that is in the mind of the professional athlete? At the level of Rodgers that I'm not appreciating because
yeah,
I don't.
Let's try to help you with this because, Tausch, when I this is one of the complaints that I do hear from fans. Now, we have also articulated on this show that he's probably been smart not to talk because he hasn't painted himself into any positions or any corners other than what he said to Kenny Mayne about the culture inside the building. So if you're Jim, as a fan, is that a reasonable thing to want him to come on Wilde and Tausch or Pat McAfee or wherever and give a detailed list of all of his grievances with the team? That doesn't help him.
It's not going to help the cause. I understand why fans wanted it because
I agree.
For a while, especially when we were kind of talking around it for a while, I think trying to get a good understanding of what does he want?
Correct. Which is the question I wanted to ask him if he came out.
I'm not even sure he knows what he wants. I think he has an idea.
I think he's got some ideas.
But I think the big part of it is, and you know, from a fan standpoint, you want knowledge. That's why you guys have jobs.
Because
you're putting this out there. You're trying to figure it out so people can get a better understanding of what is up with him. I think he's got things he's upset about, but he does not have to take that public. They're trying to figure it out behind the scenes, and if he feels at some point it's in his best interest to do it, he will. I'm not sure when that time will be, but I think Jim just said what a lot of people are feeling. It's just tell us so we have a better understanding.
Right. And I understand why they want that, and you're right. That is theoretically why I'm here. Let's take one more call. Let's talk to Will in Wauwatosa. Will, if that's your real name, welcome to Wilde and Tausch. How are you?
Good, how are you?
We're good.
Thanks for
so
taking
your name
my
is,
call.
Your name is Will. I'm fact checking Jesse now on names after that whole Ed Adam debacle. Your
it's
name
true.
Is Will. Awesome.
Yep.
What do you think?
So I think I agree with the majority of people about there's not a lot of scenarios in which you're not cheering for Aaron Rodgers if he's there. He's back in Wisconsin. Presumably he's interacting with the Za'Darius Smith and Aaron Jones there, but you know, if he's not, if he's off on his own, maybe that affects things. If he's wearing a Broncos shirt, maybe that affects things.
And then
That would affect things, yes.
The last thing for me is if he's sitting in the line of sight of the free throw line because I don't think Giannis needs any more distractions.
He ain't wrong.
Thanks for the call. I love you guys.
Maybe he'd be telling Giannis, come on, before the 10 seconds are up, go shoot the ball.
Giannis needs some help. There's no doubt when it comes to that. I do think, you know, going there, it would be enough because we keep trying to figure out when is he going to come back? Because in order for him to play, there's going to have to be a thawing, and where is that ice going to break and he's going to land? I don't know. I still think C. Wood and Al Harris's spot.
Yeah, but that's like
still
right
gives
before
him 10
the
days.
Season opens.
Gives him 10 days.
I think he needs to come back sooner than that. I personally wanted him to be here to cheer on Andy North, his good friend, in the AmFam Championship. That does not appear to be happening, although he does have private jets, so he could come whenever he wants. We want to get to your text messages from the Talk and Text line, 844-770-3776. The Talk and Text line. Jesse's been curating those. We want to get ready for Dan Kelly to join us at 10:30. Later, though, you're going to be out on the course, and you're going to be taking in some golf. I assume you'll also be taking in some Blue Mountains.
I'm going to have a Blue Mountain. It's hot. It's definitely hot out here, and you definitely want the cold, cold, crisp Coors Light. Coors Light is brewed with a three-step cold process. Cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it's perfect for a beautiful 90-degree day out at the AmFam Championships. The mountains have to be blue. It's my favorite part of the Coors Light. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light is refreshing. It's crisp, and it's only 102 calories. So you want to chill, you want to reset, grab a Coors Light. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Aren't the Blue Mountains second best thing after the actual
beer you're
drinking?
I love seeing the Blue Mountains because then I know what I'm getting. I know what it's got. The beer is fantastic, but I'm telling you, so seeing the mountains makes you itself, it kind of is a reassuring thing like this.
I need you to research for something. No. I was driving the Beltline yesterday.
I'm not going to research.
Coors Light also has a seltzer.
Yeah.
And I think that they have the same technology to tell you when it's cold, but it was hard to tell from the billboard on the Beltline. I'm wondering if that goes across all of their branding, because now I'm a little bit intrigued because I'm jealous that I don't have any beverage that notifies me when it's cold.
The seltzer is very good, though. I can confirm that.
There you go.
See? Well. But does it have a blue? It looks like it has a triangle that turns blue when it's cold.
I'll do a little research. The guys from Frank are out here today, Frank Distributing. So,
all right.
As a matter of fact, I just saw him. I'll make sure to get. I'll get you some intel on that.
Jesse's got his text messages from the Talk and Text line curated. We'll get to those. And we'll get ready for our friend Dan Kelly from AmFam here at the AmFam Championship at University Ridge. It's Wilde and Tausch. Continuing from the AmFam Championship at University Ridge. Golfers are on the course. Fans are making their way, carrying their chairs. They all appear to be sweating a lot.
It's hot. Yeah.
It ain't no cool day out.
It's a great day to come out and have a couple of refreshments.
Jesse, speaking of hot, are the takes hot on the Talk and Text line?
A few of them are. And here's one thing I've noticed. The people, and I'm not going to read all of these texts because some of them, you know, we don't promote offensive language around here.
No, we don't.
But some of the people who are anti-Rodgers that are saying they would boo him, it starts to turn into kind of a slander fest on the Talk and Text line where people are saying, you know, they're taking cheap shots at him one way or another about his personality or his interests, stuff like that. We've got T in the Lake says, I would boo Aaron Rodgers not because I want him traded, but because I want the truth. Stop hiding behind the media curtain, says T in the Lake. Jerry in Brookfield, he should be booed for being a bad teammate. Let's talk about the great players we have and a first-round draft choice. Aaron Rodgers is like Bozo. He's history.
Let me, first of all, it's Dunzo, not Bozo.
Yeah, Jerry.
Tausch, is he being a bad teammate?
No, not at this point. What did you hear David Bakhtiari and Davante Adams say?
I heard Davante Adams use the F word, saying that he would scream from the mountaintop that he has Aaron Rodgers back. and David Bakhtiari saying how much he loves his quarterback and his friend, and he is 100% supportive of his friend.
There you go.
So, any other good texts that were not slanderous, Jesse?
Yes, Lucas in Madison. The Packers are messing up the Rodgers situation when they still have no clue if Love is going to be any good. I'm willing to have a down period after Rodgers if we can get one more ring with him. So that kind of goes against what Daryl had said, where he'd rather have 10 bad years getting rid of Rodgers. I'm kind of with Lucas. Like, if you're willing to hang, and I was like this with Favre too, you hang on to greatness at that position just a little bit longer, hoping to get that one more, because there's no guarantee you're going to be back. I'm with Lucas on that.
There you go.
All right, so the golfers are on the course. We cannot see the leaderboard.
Correct.
So there will be no cheating going on here, unless you have the leaderboard.
Nope.
Like, who's off to a strong start already? We're going to do our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the AmFam Championship. So we are Sleeper of the Tournament, and Dan Kelly from AmFam joining us early, because unlike you and I, when we're showing up for something, when we show up last minute, Dan's here early.
Well, there's a reason that successful people, and Dan is by far, he is an incredibly successful.
Certainly more successful than the two of us.
The big dog, one of the big dogs at, what do you guys know, 200? Fortune 500?
We have to turn on his microphone,
yeah,
don't we?
We have to turn his mic on at some point. What top 200, whatever it may be, you show up early. So we did this a while ago with the Brewers from a Steinhoffel standpoint, the sleeper, and right now Dan's ahead. He stole my guy, which is fine.
That's right, Narvaez. And then mine got traded.
Yeah, yours is gone. You have no chance anymore.
JP Fire.
So we cannot take. Here are the people off limits for this.
All right, no, wait a minute. Just stop before you.
Well,
give
then
the
you
rules.
Get to it. Okay.
I was going to before right. You decided to tell Dan he was on the air when he wasn't. All right, and then you're waving people. All right, turn his mic on over here. All right, it is our Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Tournament.
That's why we're a Fortune 15 million.
Do I get to play the fun music? Is this something we get to do here?
Uh-huh. You most certainly yes. Can. I just want to remind you that Steinhoffel's has been a locally owned, family-run company since 1934, and just last month they announced that they are now a 100% employee-owned company. To celebrate, they are having a sale. That's right. Right now, you can save 35 to 50% off on the area's largest selection of in-stock furniture and mattresses. Go celebrate with them and save some money as well, only at Steinhoffel's and steinhoffels.com.
Look at this.
Now,
he's got the pairing sheet out. That's how organized Dan is. I'm scratching on my phone here trying to come up with three names. I got my guy, though. I'm ready for my sleeper who's going to win this tournament. And I know we all want Steve or Jerry. We all want a local guy to win. You can't pick Steve, can't pick Jerry. Is there anybody else we should take off limits? I think those two, take those two off the board, because we all want
to win. I know who I'm taking.
All right,
because I'm a loyal friend. So you guys start.
All right, Dan, since it's your deal, who do we got? Who's your Steinhoffler of the week for the AmFam Championship? Who are you handing that trophy to on Sunday?
I'll just first add, there are some other local golfers that you did not mention. Andy North.
Kendall.
Mario Tiz.
Oh, Tiz. Yep.
So we have, I'm assuming those are off limits as well.
Yes, all local are going to be off the board.
Yeah, so there are five state golfers.
Yep.
Dude, my sleeper came on our show and said that he may not shoot his age for 15 holes.
All right, we'll
He's
give you.
He's the ultimate sleeper.
We'll let
I am
you
supporting
pick Andy.
My guy.
Pick Andy then.
Andy North is my sleeper.
You would not put $1 on Andy North.
I would not, but he's still my sleeper.
Fair enough. All right. Dan, go ahead. Yep. Who do you got?
Good pick, Jason.
Thank you.
Good luck with that. I will go with Retief Goosen. I am picking Retief.
Oh, he was in the playoff 2 years
playoff
ago, correct?
2 years ago. Was in
great
the
champ, U.S. Open champ from a few years back.
He's solid. He's going to work through this heat pretty well, I think.
Okay, so you got Retief. You got Andy North. Jesse, do you have somebody?
Rocco Mediate. Rocco Mediate.
That's a good
I
one.
I like that pick a lot. I like that pick a lot. But here's one of the things that I have on you guys that you don't. I was out at this program. I saw some golf. I know my guy ain't winning.
Gil Dog, he ain't winning this. If he wins, I am tipping the cap big time to Tom. I bet you get him at 500-1. I like Alex Cheka. I like him, too. He's an international player. He's won a lot recently. But I'm going with the old Gator chomp. Andy North was a Gator, correct?
He was indeed.
So I'm going with a different Gator. Chris DeMarco is going to come out here and win this tournament. Chris DeMarco is going to be the AmFam champ. That's my Steinhoffler of the week.
All right, so are you – but you're not – you're going to root against Chris DeMarco.
I want Jerry or Steve, one of those
correct.
Two.
Yeah. So we appreciate your Steinhoffler sleep.
I still am sticking with Steve winning it this weekend. I'm still picking him, but I can't do – he's the Aaron Rodgers of this tournament.
I am just so – I don't know what Andy's going to shoot, but I am just so proud that he's trying this.
You know what? I think Andy and Sue will both be excited. They come out of here, he's still walking around healthy Sunday afternoon. I think that's his goal when it gets to be Sunday.
And we'll talk more with Dan, since he showed up early, about the tournament being back and everything else. But I love that you guys did this with Andy. I know you guys weren't able to do the celebrity foursome with Tausch as the borderline celebrity. So this has been a great idea.
Champion.
We'll talk more with Dan Kelly from AmFam next. Live from the AmFam Championship at University Ridge, it's Wilde and Tausch. I ain't got many friends left to talk to. The way's around, man, I'm in trouble. You know I'd do anything for you. Stay alive, but keep it under. Continuing live from the AmFam Championship at University Ridge as round one is underway. First of all, before we officially bring
We got to get him a jacket. Like, you know how on Saturday Night Live, you get a jacket if you're like a five-timer, member of the five-timer club? We should get Danny. When we get the new branding and the new logo, we're going to get him. And maybe like a tracksuit, or what would you like, vest?
Why would – I was just about to say, you are the king of the vest. You are Vesty Jackson.
That doesn't mean he is.
No, but if we're going to do some sort of thing with guests, it should be a vest, because you – that is the piece of clothing that defines
something.
You.
I'm not shoving things on
you're
other people.
You're shoving a jacket on him because other people do jackets.
Just introduce our guest.
Is that your way of admitting you're wrong?
No.
Yes, it is. We are live from the AmFam Championship. Our friend Dan Kelly from AmFam joins us. I wanted to give you guys credit. You had an opportunity to cheat there as you were picking your Steinhoffel sleepers of the tournament.
I did not look. Nope.
And you didn't do it. And you guys are two men of certainly high character. As of now, based on the leaderboard in front of me, Ernie Els leading the tournament at -3.
The big easy.
Four holes.
The big easy.
Off to a strong start. Jerry Kelly at -2. Retief Goosen, the aforementioned Steinhoffel sleeper.
The goose.
The sleeper.
The goose. Well, you're awesome. Kind of the sleeper guru.
Your guy, Jim Furyk.
Furyk.
Is -1, along with a host of other
golfers.
He's going
to be tough. That's the thing with the Champions Tour. Like, you can think you're kind of hot stuff. McCarron, right? He has been winning a bunch. And the problem is you keep getting older and the field keeps getting younger because you got these young bucks that turn 50 coming out here. Furyk is probably, 50, 51?
Yeah, McCarron, former winner here.
Yes, he was.
And who's your guy that you're going to beat when you do a
Gillis.
4-1?
Tom Gillis
does not appear to have teed off
No,
yet,
he'll be a late starter.
All right. Yep. Dan, we've missed you, man.
Yeah.
It's great to be back here. We missed you last year. Take us through the last year and what it's been like to not be able to do the tournament and then figuring out what logistically you could still do. Because some aspects of the tournament that were so much fun for kids and everything else, you're not quite yet able to do. So what has the process been like?
Well, last year obviously was canceled. Year was a tough decision. We were still able to come through with the charity contributions, so that was nice. The community support was still maintained, but we were looking forward to this year. I mean, getting it up and rolling again. There are some differences from prior years. You know, there's not quite as many bleachers that are set up. As we were going through the planning process, we didn't know where we were going to be at this point at the end of June, middle of June. So we had to plan for what we're anticipated situation, and so we don't have as many bleachers put up. Some of the expo center, some of the vendor tents, not able to have those as much either. So, but we're excited. You know, Tausch mentioned the Pro-Am. It was great seeing people here the last few days, live and in person. You know, Jason, I haven't seen you in person in
there's been
the
a huge
thing.
Void yeah. in your life, I know.
Well, yeah. he just got a haircut.
I heard about that.
He's a little shaggy.
He missed the long hair phase by an entire year.
I saw the photo, though.
Well, I appreciate you following yeah. on social media. Are yeah. you, because you are a mover and a shaker, where are you in greetings? Because when this whole thing started, Tausch said the handshake was dead.
I was wrong.
Now, I am a hugger by nature. I think we went fist bump when I saw you the first time. I'm not sure what to do. Like, I am purely basing my interactions with people on how they approach me. They go handshake, yeah. I go handshake. They go hug, I'm all in.
I'm not a huge hugger. I'll just go.
I'll spare you that in the future.
Yeah, yeah. Not a huge hugger.
Yeah, I never was a big hug, like a half bro hug
the
type.
The bro hug's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro hug
into this. But I was, listen, we were all kind of trying to figure stuff out as COVID was getting going.
Indeed.
The handshake is back, and it's better than ever.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere.
I think you had Josh sitting on. He's a big hugger.
Big hug guy.
I'm not sure I would be into that one.
He gives a good warm hug, though. I think you'd like that.
Played for the Bears. It's a bear hug.
It is a bear hug. Yeah. But, Dan, I mean, you mentioned no tournament last year, but you still, you know, American Family Insurance, still from the community side, was able to make those donations. Why sports? You guys have gotten into sports more and more, and you're with the Packers. You got the Brewers, the new naming. You're doing this. Why is sports so important to you guys?
I think a key part to the sports is who you're partnering with. I mean, you look at the Brewers, you look at the Packers. You're talking legacy firms in the state of Wisconsin, people with value system that we think is important, aligned with ours. So that's a big part of it. With this tournament, being able to partner with Steve Stricker, you know, one of the top quality guy on the tour, respected by everybody. You know, the desire to bring golf back to Wisconsin, who's going to be the guy to do that? It's going to be Steve Stricker's going to have to lead that. And, you know, sports is, you know, it's good community engager. We like mm-hmm. that aspect of it. I mean, there's a lot of things about sports that are upbeat and positive, and that's what we like about it.
We need to clarify something since you're here, because we have the Bernie Chalet.
Oh, yeah. We got the big sweepstakes.
Tausch is apparently under the impression that he's getting potentially like the old chalet that was at County Stadium put in his backyard.
That is not that what is I not said.
You kind of did.
No.
I did not say that.
No, you were wondering if you were eligible. That's what this was. Because, listen, he's got a big old beautiful pool in his house. Get the chalet, the slide into the pool, that'd be pretty sweet.
Well, that's Tausch's idea.
Yeah. It's more of a replica. Let me just say that.
Let's get somebody that actually knows what they're talking about, yeah.
That was my hope.
The sizing might not be similar to what was at County Stadium or the current American Family Field.
All right. So, but that has been something that, obviously, Tausch and I have had a lot of fun with, and AmFam Field. I know that there are a handful of people that are struggling to adjust to a new name, but with the new logo, with all the upgrades, and with AmFam being such woven into the fabric of Wisconsin, has that naming opportunity and everything else that's come with it worked out exactly as you guys had hoped?
Understand why there was some consternation with the change. I was one of those guys when it was switched over from County Stadium to Miller Park. I wasn't too happy about that. Our change, it's been awesome. The Brewers have been a fabulous partner with it. I think the logo, for those who've been out there, looks fantastic.
It does. Smooth. You
know, on the outside part where it's right at the pivot of the roof, our logo kind of looks like the pivot. So that looks good. You get inside, I think it's some good prominence, but not overstated. So I think it's that part has worked well for us, and I think the fans are kind of becoming far more accepting of it as they see it. I think it looks pretty sharp. It pops out there.
It does. I have not been inside. I've only driven past it, but it looks even better.
So you got that. Big question. So we got Dream Drive coming back up. Hopefully. We don't know yet for sure, right? So we're not going to make any announcements, but let's say it is. We got our fingers crossed, right? That training camp, Packers have announced full fans.
They did announce that yesterday.
So hopefully we'll be getting an announcement soon that Dream Drive will be open. Not making a statement yet, just for the record. But let's say it is.
Saying that you're not making a statement? Is that what you're saying?
Let's say that it is, Dan, and we always do our show from up there at some point. Is Aaron Rodgers going to be up there, from your opinion?
Well, he won't be doing the Dream Drive.
That's for sure.
So I will make that statement. I'll go that far. How's that for you?
That's pretty bold.
Would that be a big coup if we could convince him to do it? I mean,
that would be
a coup. I understand what the ramifications are there. That yeah. would be a win for us.
That'd be a win for American family yeah. and for yeah, everybody.
Yeah, I think he's got the veteran exclusion from Dream Drive yeah. and probably a sponsor exclusion as well.
But, Dan, and we always ask this, you know, you're a highly successful cat over at AmFam, and we get fans calling and saying, you know what, he's an employee. You don't need to have input. You know, da-da-da-da-da. And my point to everybody is this isn't some schlub. Like, you're talking about someone that is directly affects your bottom line, and as an executive, there's a line, right? You have to make decisions, but you also want input from your big-time salespeople, from your stars, from your perspective. How do you look at that?
Well, I think the communication, as has been talked about on this show a lot, it's key. It improves engagement of those folks. I mean, you're talking about being able to make contributions to the thought process, and if you're ignored, not listened to as an employee, if we're going down that path yep. as an employee, you don't feel like you're as much a part of it. And, you know, Aaron's one of the top employees.
I would say that's a fair assessment, yeah.
You'd think you'd want to have a little input from one of your top employees if we want to view the professional athlete in that manner.
So would AmFam Jack consider you the Aaron Rodgers of AmFam?
That's a great question.
No, AmFam Jack is the Aaron Rodgers of America.
Who are you then in that scenario?
Are you Devontae Adams? Are you Za'Darius Smith?
You could be D-Bach. You like having a Coors Light or two. You could be D-Bach, right?
Yeah, that's a good comparison. I like
you
that.
You kind of protect. You protect a lot of it. Yeah, I think he is David Bakhtiari.
Protects our dreams
yes.
right here. I can't tell if I made Dan blush or if he just got a little too much sun at the pro am. Talking with our friend Dan.
How's your game, by the way?
Game was consistent yesterday, as in consistently bad. It was it was not a good day for me yesterday. Wednesday was better.
Okay.
Wednesday was better. I don't know if it was the heat. I'm thinking a little bit about the heat in these pros. It could be a challenge by the end of the weekend.
All right. So Tausch played in the pro-am with Tom Gillis. And he has now got an opening in his foursome because he and Tom Gillis and Tom's caddy have agreed next year to have a showdown where – Tausch and his three cohorts are going to scramble against Tom. And Tausch, he has not named the person from his group, but apparently one of them did not carry his weight, so Tausch has an opening. You're going to have, if you want to be that fourth, you're going to have to improve your game based on what you just said about how you play.
No, Dan, let me tell you something. Dan looks like Jack Nicklaus compared to my guy.
Yeah. So you'll take Dan.
I've golfed with Dan. He would be a monster upgrade from our fourth, yes. And I'm not going to name names.
And scramble, I mean, it's a random good shot.
Everybody thinks I'm crazy. Like, Tom Gillis is like, he could not get out fast enough. What do you want to play for? And I'm like, whatever you want. And maybe I'm delusional, but I don't think I'm being delusional.
Well, and then I think part of your deal was he played from the back
tees. He's playing his tees. He's only getting one ball. We're getting four putts at it.
It
would be a romp.
We are going to celebrate the return of the AmFam Championship with our Feel Good Friday, which is the final segment of the show. You have lots of responsibilities as the David Bakhtiari of
D-Bach.
AmFam. But if you happen to saunter by again at 11:45, we'd love to see you.
Dan's a numbers guy, and if we don't get back, the amount of money that has been raised for Steve Stricker American Family Foundation, the Children's Hospital, it's over $10 million up to this point.
Yeah,
and that's with a pandemic, and you're going to have another big year this year. It means a lot to you guys.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, as you said, it's over 10. It's 10.2 million.
He's a numbers guy.
Yeah, yeah. And half the money goes to AmFam Children's Hospital. Great, great spot for it. The rest goes to other not-for-profits. 70 or 80 charities have received money over the years. There's been 400 or so contributions to those groups. So. Especially this past year with the impact of COVID on those organizations, it was great to be able to continue that.
We are always thrilled to be out here. We're glad it's back. We're glad to see you in person.
God, it's good to be back.
I'm sorry you missed the long hair phase. If we see you again at 11:45 for our Feel Good Friday, great. If not, we still feel really great about being out here.
Well, thanks for having me on. Love you guys.
Look at this.
Look at this.
I love you
do
guys.
We have any choice, but we need A, that on a T-shirt, and B, that's the way we have to start ending every
show. That's what it has to be.
That is Dan Kelly from AmFam. It is time for Wildy and Tausch Trivia. We need caller 4 right now, 844-770-3776. Caller 4 right now, 844-770-3776. Trivia next. It's Wildy and Tausch. Such a lovely place, such a lovely place. Trivia live from the AmFam Championship. Thanks again to Dan Kelly for spending some time with us. It is a feel-good Friday all Friday long here as we get to be back at the AmFam Championship after being away from last year. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is David in Grafton. David, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing great.
Thank you for calling in. Let's see how well you know the AmFam Championship, which is today's trivia category, which I believe I forgot to mention as we were going to break. Tausch, you've got question one.
All right, here we go. What is the name of the golf course we are currently broadcasting from, which hosts the American Family Insurance Championship? Is it University Ridge Golf Course? Is it Isthmus Hills Country Club? Or is it Alvarez Meadows at the University of Wisconsin?
University Ridge.
Boy, Jesse's feeling the weekend. That was one of the easier questions we've seen.
More importantly, I do think there's the distinct possibility that in a couple weeks after Barry officially retires, this could become Alvarez Meadows at University Ridge. Question two. Which country music legend headlined the most recent AmFam Championship Week concert in 2019? Why do you keep looking at me?
No, you act like this guy is a legend, or gal is a legend.
Great.
Nice. Three answers. What is wrong with you today? We need a break. I'll tell you what. We need to go back virtual.
Is it Luke Bryan, Dolly Parton, or Toby Keith?
I'm not sure. I'm going to go Toby Keith.
And he is a legend, and he is not Dolly Parton. Nicely done. Question three.
All right. On which of these outlets can you watch coverage of the AmFam Championship all weekend long? Is it ESPN Plus? Is it the Golf Channel, or is it Bally Sports Wisconsin?
Golf Channel.
Perfect. Perfect round. Like Andy North is going to have when he shoots 71 later today.
I don't know if Sue gave that big of a ringing
she
endorsement.
She did not exactly. That's fair.
Either, but,
David, great job. You've got all four possible entries for our drawing later in the show. Nicely done, sir. Thanks, buddy.
Wildy, can I ask you a question quick?
Absolutely.
I was curious. So back when you were doing the show with Rogers, I remember distinctly you asked him a question about like his greatest regret up to that point. And I was curious if you remember asking that and if you remember what his answer was.
I don't, and I don't. Do you, I hope?
I do, and I was hoping to figure out how to find it again somehow. But his answer was about choosing to go to a football camp in high school. I think it was his senior year, instead of going to a FCA event. And I was just curious. I think now that would be a very interesting question to ask him again, based on what's going on.
Well, I will have to check Wisconsin On Demand because we have every single one of those episodes if you want to relive them, which is what I do because whenever he's on Pat McAfee, I just turn on Wisconsin On Demand and listen to one of our shows.
I actually believe that.
I don't, but I could. It's all on Wisconsin On Demand, every single episode. David, we'll see if your four entries lead to a ESPN Wisconsin prize pack later. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
He
doesn't love us. That's irritating.
I love you guys.
I don't know if we've established that needs to be your departure.
No, we want it. Yeah, we want it.
Okay, as long as it's not Brett Favre saying it, I'm a lot more comfortable. The 11 o'clock hour will begin with whether texting constitutes talking to someone and more from the AmFam Championship. It's Wilde and Tausch.